to the Shepherd's Call tonight. We got a great program for you. We're going to go right into part two of genetic structures. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll guarantee you that the time has come that men better begin to awaken and leave the traditional habits of those who have gone before us to lay the traditions of error. The Bible said sin asks for the old path, and we're going to go right to the source of the seed. Did you know that a seed has its own name written in its DNA? And the most marvelous thing, there are four structured letters. That's A, T, G, and C, respectively. Now, let me repeat that. A, T, G, and C, respectively. If I have time, I'll give you the name of the chemical compounds that make up the DNA code. Ladies and gentlemen, somebody has pre-programmed us to be what we are. Did you know that the instincts of certain animals and certain people have been bred into them from the word go? Jeremiah 1 and verse 5 says, Yahweh said to Jeremiah, I have called you from your mother's womb to be a prophet. Now, he couldn't have been nothing else, ladies and gentlemen. And we know that Jeremiah performed exactly to the code instructions that was pre-programmed into him. Cain performed the performance that was bred into him by the seeds that were displaced into the vehicles, the flesh man profits nothing. It's just a vehicle, and it is the performance of the codes. Now, whoever wrote the life-giving power behind the DNA code, which would have had to have been the Creator, and Satan got into that. We're going to prove that in the book of Matthew chapter 13 about the two seeds. One is the sower of the good seed. The other is the sower of the bad seed. Now, when we say sow, we mean to mingle the blood or the genetics. Oh, my. Did you know in the seed that has its own name or its own performance, basically? You see, if you're called by the name of the four principal letters of the great code name of the DNA, did you know in the book of Revelations, we're going to go there just in a moment, but we're going to quote you a scripture basically as to what the Bible says about the name. This is in Revelations chapter 2:17. Listen to me. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna. Remember the tree of life and the sword, the flaming sword that was placed at the tree or the garden or the entrance? Is the entrance to the garden the DNA code? It could be. It is the flaming sword. This flame is life. The life-giving power behind the DNA code. It is the spiritual manifestation of the word of life, and this spirit is the unseen force that is found inside a cell. It brings forth the life of that cell, and the cell is the seed. Well, if it's programmed to bring forth death, then that death is in the cell of the seed. Therein, we have both good and evil. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, if we're already programmed and predestinated, why perform? We have no choice. You will bring forth the fruit of your performance that was given you from the foundation world. The Bible said you shall bear witness because you've been with me from the very beginning. all Israel shall be saved, that is Israel. All that has their names written on the Lamb's book will not take the mark of the beast. Oh, my. What is the mark of the beast? Could it be that it's a programmed DNA code of death, prearranged and planned before the foundation of the world to extract? Ladies and gentlemen, you know that a grape has to be crushed and a seed has to die before it can perform or before it can bring forth fruit. We're going to prove that. So life-given power is in the DNA code, or death is written into the code. Cursed. Genesis 3:14. The creator or the originator of the life code cursed the death code and the seed of the death code. He says, I will curse the seed of the serpent. Ladies and gentlemen, that offspring seed, it's real. It's genuine to perform exactly as it was programmed. To him that will eat of the hidden manna, to him I will give a white stone. A white stone? Why a white stone? Could have been a black stone, a red stone, a green stone, a blue stone. A white stone. A white stone? Oh, my. Codes, ladies and gentlemen, filled with identity codes that in itself, the stone is the name. Acts 4:11 and 12, the Bible said there's none other name given under heaven, and this is the stone, the name that the builders, that's the translators, that left out the code, the program code. I'm going to prove to you that you're going to have his name written in your forehead, and this name is the instruction of the four sacred letters of the structured DNA. A seed has its own name. A seed has its own name written in its DNA. If the name of Yahweh was written into your code, ladies and gentlemen, you better hear me well tonight. This is truth where the rubber meets the road. It is exclusive truth that you'll hear only on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy, because I fear not to walk where the traditionalists and the seam riders fear to tread. We're going into the depth of the seed, and we're going to examine the seed and its performance based upon its structured instruction from the foundation of the world. Did you know that Satan was programmed from the very word go to have iniquity show up in his works? He was good until it did. He was perfect. Ladies and gentlemen, that got close. But we're not pitching horseshoe here. We are typing out the performance of the seed that has its own name written in its DNA. Now, the Bible said there's a name of blasphemy. There's a name that the whole world will receive that seems right, as opposed to the name that they reject, which is right. Did you know that Acts 4:11 and 12, again, it says this is the name the builders rejected. This is the stone. They didn't want the great white name. They wanted a name of a Greek-Roman god inserted into the Testament called the New Testament. Ladies and gentlemen, there's nothing new, except they left out the name that has to be made anew in your life before you'll ever walk upright or take on the name. And it's very important that you get it. We're going to prove it. That if you're programmed, the Bible said a sheep will hear my voice. They know not my sheep. Now, they may follow a few goats, but ladies and gentlemen, when they hear the word, they will no longer follow the voice of a stranger, and if they do, it would have been better for them to not have heard the truth. I am warning you tonight. These seeds, be it good or bad, and we're going to examine them, have the power to bring forth life in this present day. Just as Yahweh's word brought forth life in the original days of creation, the word of life written in all of the seeds have the same power to create, to command, and to bring forth life after its kind. These seeds will bring forth life or death. According to Yahweh's word of life that is written in the genetic code of all the seeds of life or death upon the earth. Remember, Satan was cursed. That means that his seed and those who have been led astray by his cunning, crafting deception cannot eat of the hidden manna that is preserved or reserved or given only to the sheep. You're not my sheep, therefore you cannot hear my voice. From the foundation of the world, the cell is indeed a seed, and it is the very fabric of life that will demonstrate, as a leopard cannot change his spots, and a tree cannot bring forth bad fruit if it's good, or good fruit if it's bad. That's the standard operating procedure of the double helix. It is the coiled structure of the double-stranded DNA in which strands linked by hydrogen, get this now, bonds that form a spiral configuration. The two strands are life or death, dependent upon the program as it matches itself or brings forth its fruit in due time. And the Bible said you will know that tree by its fruit. Now, Satan being good until you find the iniquity, and ladies and gentlemen, many sheep follow after that which seems right. But when it hears of the voice of truth, when it stands in the gap to make up the hedge, when the count is down, when the truth is to be reckoned and the call has to be made, just like the instincts that are bred into an animal, let's take a beagle for instance, or some other dog that has a special talent or instinct. I know hunters, and they'll tell you that these dogs, just to mention one of the animals in the animal kingdom, man is no different, ladies and gentlemen. It is the genetic instincts that are bred. If Yahweh is your father, you are a sheep, and he said, I put forth my sheep, and I call my own sheep by name. Did you know that whoever wrote the life formula into the code of the cells of your very being came performed just like he was coded to do? He typed after his father. And in 1 John chapter 3, verse 12, the Bible said that Cain was of the wicked one. Therefore, he brought forth wicked fruit. Oh, he worshipped. Oh, he was good. He brought something he'd done by the works of his own hands. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a blood-washed way. Abel brought the covering of blood, the lamb's blood, to cover the transgression of her infusion of blood from the serpent. It cleansed. Without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sin. The double helix, then, is the core structure of good and evil. It has within it the DNA code. Jeremiah was called from the foundation of the world to be a minister and a flame of fire, and indeed, he could take the heat. They dug a hole. They put him in a hole in the ground. They fed him bread and water. And we're talking about his own people, not the enemy, but his own people. Did you know that the Bible said your foes will be those of your own household because they have been led astray by the cunning craftiness of the devil to lead you out into the false ways? And when you're out there and you hear the voice of the shepherd, the Bible says when you hear that voice, you will answer. You will say, behold, it is our Savior Messiah, and the Savior Messiah will say, it is my people that I have called and programmed to hear my voice. A stranger, a hireling, a wolf will not hear the narrow gospel way. It is a narrow way, straight way. Satan chose the wide gate of deception where many walk their own, thinking that they're doing God a service as they murder your influence, talk about you behind your back, cast your name out as evil for the name that is written in your DNA. You will glorify this name. The YHVH. The four sacred letters of the DNA code matching the two stranded double helix wherein it has the cosmic meaning of the forces that have been programmed into it, the A, T, G, and C respectively, are the life-giving codes in life. Everything that breathes has this A, T, G, and C respectively, but it must match as it doubles back. It must match a performance of whatever has been coded into it or processed. And science is now just partially understanding the bases that arrange themselves into precise pairs known as base pairs, with each pair containing the patterns that combine with other pairs to produce the blueprints of life. In other words, each base only works with a specific partner. Oh, my. Ladies and gentlemen, the G and C has to match together. And the A and T are the pairs that are arranged opposite one another, forming the rungs of a twisted ladder-like structure. And they're now mapping the 3 billion cells of a human, 3 billion now, ladies and gentlemen, must match exactly by a pre-programmed set of something or someone or somebody other than themselves that has pre-programmed the DNA into its pattern to give you the things that are purposed in your life. Now, remember I said, he said that he would give you a white stone. Oh, my. Isn't it wonderful that you carry the stone, the name, this great name that is given for those who are purposed and called, having the purpose of gathering you into Revelations chapter 21. Listen as I read now. And the city that I saw had a great and a high wall. Revelations 21 and 12. Read it with me if you will. It had 12 gates. Wonder what those gates are for, ladies and gentlemen. Did you know that the sacred altar, the great circle that we practice to form a symbol into our own minds, that it reconnects to the DNA code that was put in us. How do you think that the ancients built altars? Is there a pattern? Is there a set way? Of course there is. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, I've never read it. Now, I know that they had sacrifice altars where that they fried the steaks on the fire, and they called it an altar. That's nothing but a stove, a barbecue pit. But they had worship altars, ladies and gentlemen, designed with the 12 gates or the 12 stones, each one of them representing the DNA code for the 12 sons of Jacob to match the 12 constellations. Oh, my. In the heavens. And the gates, there was 12 angels. And the names that were written therein are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, there were three gates. On the north, there were three gates. And on the south were three gates. And on the west, there were three gates. Now, ladies and gentlemen, let me go to Revelations 22 and 12 and show you that great white stone is a DNA code of the YHVH, great name, purposed from the DNA code, those that are called by my name. I'll read it to you just in a moment. Listen to me as I read in Revelations 22 and verse 4, and they shall see his face. This is the incarnated, living God who became a flesh man and walked here. As he was in the beginning, the word of life, which we have handled, which we have seen, and which we testify to you, that this man came in the name of the Creator. He didn't come in Jesus' name, ladies and gentlemen. He never heard about Jesus. This is an invention and a fabrication of those who program the deception into the DNA to deceive, if possible, the very elect. But the sheep know not the name or the voice of a stranger, and they will not. Jeremiah knew who the Creator was. When the Messiah came in St. John chapter 5, verse 43, he came in the Father's name. This name was revealed to Moses in the third chapter of the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verse 14 and 15. This is the great I am. And Christ said in John 5:32, if you do not believe that I am, the causative verb to be, Haya, Eliezer, Haya, if you do not believe that I am he, the great I am, the Aleph and the Top, you shall die in your sin, and they shall see his face, and his name shall be in their forehead. Ladies and gentlemen, this code must be programmed from the foundation of the world. Amos 3 and 2. You only, Israel, have I known of all the families of the earth. Amos 3 and 2. You only, Israel, have I known of all the families of the earth, purposed, predestinated, called with a holy calling before the foundation of the world, with your name recorded on the Lamb's Book. The Lamb's Book was the DNA code that Yahweh patterned and purposed and bred into by genetic mystification. The essence of the genetic based upon the performance of they that programmed the DNA into the code of life from the foundation of the world. Now listen to me as I read in Psalms 147, verse 20. He hath not dealt so with any other nation. And as for his ordinances, the other nations have not known them. Oh, my. Ephesians 1, 4 through 6, according as he hath chosen us in him, not in them or in us, but in him, singular, before, not after, before, not some bell box altar, but before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame No tongue shall rise against you in judgment to condemn you, because you were a child of the king, therefore a prince with a crown laid up for you from the foundation of the world, with your name encoded into the DNA cells, that every sheep that comes into this third dimension, having been with him from the foundation of the world, shall, all Israel shall be saved before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us into the adoption of children by Yahweh Shua to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Ephesians 1 and 4 through 6. Oh my, what powerful, before the foundation of the world, DNA revelations of sheep hearing his voice, your name, the white stone, the name coded into your very cell, which is the seed. And the Bible said if the seed of God remains in you, you cannot sin. Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that you might be a son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. He himself become partakers, being the firstborn, and now he thinks it not robbery to be equal with him, as he invites you to come up to his throne. Oh, my. For the name must be in your forehead, or into your DNA. The forehead is the predestined a code that was formulated for you before the foundation of the world. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, that's going to do away with all of the Christian religion. Ladies and gentlemen, a form and a fashion just won't cut it. You don't call him, he calls you. And if he don't call you, you're none of his. The Bible said, if the gospel must be preached in truth, if the gospel be hid, if the gospel be hid, it is hid to them, many, to the Broadway, to them, that many there go on to their death and destruction, to them. If the gospel be hid, it's hid to them that are made natural brute beast, made to be taken and bound, because it's hid to them that are lost. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're lost, you can't be found. If the DNA code of a predestination, chosen before the foundation of the world with your name there, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, but we are bound to give thanks to God for you, brethren, because that from the beginning he has chosen you to salvation. From the beginning. For salvation through sanctification in the spirit that believes the truth. Oh my. Now we're going into the cell structure of the DNA code. I'd like to talk more about the fundamental aspects of the DNA code. But time will not permit me to go into the details of how the code is structured into the cell, which is nothing more than a seed. Matthew 13, listen to the Messiah talking parables. Hear you the parable of the sower, verse 18 of Matthew chapter 13. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one and catcheth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which receives seed by the wayside. Know anybody like that, ladies and gentlemen? Have you been guilty of seed by the wayside? I have. But listen, but he that receiveth the seed into stony places, the same is he that heareth the word, and with joy he receives it, yet he hath no root in himself, but endureth for a while. You know anybody like that, ladies and gentlemen? You did run well, what entered you? When the word become a hard saying, they turn back. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, and it will, by and by, that person that is not planted by the river of life of the code of the DNA, he's offended. He also that receiveth seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches and choke the word, and he becometh unfruitful. Ladies and gentlemen, riches will lead you astray into the Broadway where there's more money by those deceived Christians who readily give, trying to pay their way to hear the preacher stroke them and their egos and satisfy and tell them they're saved. A straight-laced prophet like Pastor Buddy has a few that be to hear it. Because straight is the way and narrow is the gate. Listen to me. Verse 23. But he that receiveth seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word and understands it. And he bears fruit and brings forth some 100, some 60, and some 30. Ladies and gentlemen, that's already programmed into you. Another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. Oh, my. You know anybody like that, ladies and gentlemen? Does that remind you of somebody in Genesis chapter 3? But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, there appeared the tares also. Oh, my. So, verse 27, the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in the field? From whence came these tares? And he said unto them, an enemy. Oh, my. You know, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a soldier, you got an enemy. And the Bible says, fight the good fight of faith. And few are afraid to put your sword in and bring forth the blood, the righteous blood of bleeding your heart, so that the heart could be made to appear open with the surgical scalpel of the truth of Yahweh's word. The enemy has done this. The servant said unto him, will thou that we go and gather them up? Verse 29, but he said, nay, no. At least while you gather up the tares, you root up the wheat with them. Did you know, ladies and gentlemen, that there's a lot of wheat that won't come out from among the tares because they love their conditions? They love their placement. They love honor of one another. They seek honor one from another. Did you know Jeremiah that was chosen and pre-programmed before the foundation of the world to be a prophet from his mother's womb, that he was hated and despised? Let them both grow to the harvest. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather first the tares. First the tares. Gather the tares. Does that give you an end time scenario? Does that sound like a first come rapture? Gather the tares. Gather the tares first. Oh, my. Bind them in bundles and burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Verse 35, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth in parables. This is Jeremiah now that spoke it. He said, I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world. Jeremiah, pre-programmed and called with a holy calling before the foundation of the world to preach the gospel. And the DNA code that was put into that womb of that mother, he performed just exactly like Yahweh had programmed him to perform. Esau programmed from the womb also performed just exactly like the enemy programmed him to perform. Verse 37, when they wanted to know the parable, declare us unto the parables. After the people went away, and he was in secret session, he answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. Oh, my, ladies and gentlemen, let me pause right here before I get into verse 37. I want to give you an illustration of the cell structure of the DNA code, which is the seed, which is, if you will, ladies and gentlemen, it is the things that are purposed in our life to base our performance upon that which is instructed before the foundation of the world, to praise this mighty name. That is bubbling up in my heart. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom. But the tares are the children of the wicked one. Uh-oh. Here we go into the programming of the wicked. The tree of evil. Ladies and gentlemen, the tares are the children of a wicked one. Do you believe that the devil literally has offspring upon the earth and that they have filled the churches, broad as a way, wide as a gate? Those that went into the 12 gates was narrow gates. And the name of the Father, Yahweh, YHVH, was in their forehead. They had this information coded. But the children of the wicked one go in a name that seems right, a Broadway. People call on it day and night. They worship it. They adore it. They see miracles and signs given to them by the power of the greatest deceptor who has the power to deceive. Did you know that this power is ordained and given to the enemy to deceive even the very elect if it was possible? Yahweh knew that the word test, the litmus test, is the DNA code programming. Oh, what a mighty Yah we serve. The field is the world, the good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. John 8:44. I dare you to read it. The Messiah ran into some of the children of the devil. Oh, they seemed right. They were church leaders. Yes, they were church instructors. And just like the churches today are filled with the prophets of Satan. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. No marvel, for Satan himself is a transformed angel of light and a minister of righteousness. Oh, yeah, he'll talk it right. He'll preach righteousness. You'll swear that he's the greatest thing since sliced bread. But the manon that is hidden is the white stone of a name that was rejected. Very few people want it. You have to identify with a poor people on the earth, a few people. You have to come out of the great Broadway or the lights on Broadway. Satan has made it very light. He's the God of light in the world. But ladies and gentlemen, he's the tare, and he's the wicked one. The enemy that sowed him is the devil. Verse 39 of Matthew chapter 13. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. Oh, my. Verse 40. Therefore, the tares are gathered and burned. Therefore, the tares are gathered and burned in the fire. Now, what is this fire? It is the fire of revealing. Did you know, just like you lift up a rock and a bug that is under the rock in the darkness scurries out because the light has hit the place where it was dark. And the Bible says that the children of darkness love darkness. Now, what does that mean? Because they're out here in the Broadway. They're on Broadway. Their lights are shining. They have a way that seems right. This is the dark way. The Bible saw the great horror of Revelation 17, and her cup was filled with abominations and a false name that all the world would receive except those who had their names on the Lamb's book. The DNA code, the pre-programmed, the predestined good seed that will bring forth after the Father, the good tree. Oh, my. But you know, he was hated. You'll be hated. He was despised. You'll be despised. He wasn't worshipped. They won't give you much glory. But the Bible said if you just give a prophet, a disciple, a drink of cold water, ladies and gentlemen, you do not know of the angelic beings that are walking in flesh bodies that have the voice of the Eternal One, the pre-programmed instruction of the spiritual DNA from the foundation of the world. They shall gather the tares and burn them in a fire. And so shall it be in the end of the world. Waiting for a rapture? Better wait. Don't go out with the first ones. You may not come back. It might get too hot for you. You might want to stick around and listen to Pastor Buddy tell you the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is hated, despised, and rejected by the so-called. These are the tares. These are they that scorn and laugh and mock because they're in some big stained glass building with a big membership, and they bask in their exaltations as they greet one another and love praise from one another. If you like to gather with a few, you'll like to be in the gathering where Pastor Buddy is. Straight is the way and the narrow is the gate, and a few there be that find it. They'll drive 4 miles, they'll drive hours to hear the truth or fellowship for those that know the truth. Oh my. Verse 42. And they shall cast the tares that will be gathered into the furnace of fire, and they shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Verse 43. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. And whosoever has ears to hear, let him hear. Ladies and gentlemen, on June the 26th in 2000, the world watched in awe as the announcement was finally made that two competing companies, one private and one federal, had pooled their resources to produce the first map of how the bases that form human DNA are arranged. In an illustrating map, seemingly endless streams of alphabetical letters were flashed upon our television screens and across the pages of Popper magazine, if you can remember. Just in the year 2000, after 2000 or after 2 days, the Bible said, "He shall revive us." Revive. The pre-programmed, pre-deposited, the awakening, the spirit, the anointing, in the year 2000. And the third day he will raise us up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're down the home stretch here. The world watched as they illustrated the endless streams of alphabetical letters. Now remember, these endless stream of letters were only 4 letters. The name of Yahweh is only 4 letters. And that name must be in your forehead. You say, "Well, Pastor Buddy, I just don't believe that. I know God loves me." Glory to God. Which God? Are you in the tear department, or are you in the wheat department? The prophet Ezekiel went right to the heart of the matter when he spoke about Israel receiving a new heart. Ladies and gentlemen, you got to have it. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 22, another prophet, it was 80. "I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh." Jeremiah, the one that was 80 again, 31, 33. "But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith Yahweh. I will put my law in their inward parts and write it in their hearts, and will be to them a mighty Elohim, and they shall be my people." Pre-programmed, ladies and gentlemen, from the foundation of the world where your name was deposited. Now, the performance is up to you. "To him that overcometh will I give to eat." This is the fruit that she should have ate. "The hidden manna I will give him a white stone, and in this stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, but he that receive it. Ladies and gentlemen, the white stone is the opposing force of the mother of harlots and the abomination of the earth of mystery Babylon, who shall persecute you for preaching the truth of eternal life. Oh, my. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my time has just moved on out of here, and I'm amazed at how time goes so fast. If you're listening to us, we're simulcast on the Internet at www.wwcr.com. We're simulcast. You can get us on your computer download. Also, tonight on 5070 around the world on the transmitting Jewel of the South with Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. And ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you. If you'd like to call me tonight personally, and there's somebody that's listened to me now, you've been wanting to call and talk with me and chat with me, and you were afraid and you were intimidated, and you just never did take the time tonight. Just take a few minutes out of your life and give me a call. It may change your life. It could be the greatest call that you've ever made. It could be the most important call. It could be the igniting of your code to bring you to light and to set light at your feet. The Bible said the Word is a lamp. And from a child, you've known the Holy Scriptures. Ladies and gentlemen, it'll bring your memories back when you hear a preacher preaching the truth. You will bear witness because you've been with him from the very beginning. That's what he meant. You can call me. Area code 423-626-2172. Now, that's area code 423-626-2172. Now, if you would like to write me for this series of the genetic code, and just address your cards or envelopes to Pastor Buddy. That's all you need, Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. That's Pastor Buddy. Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. That's Pastor Buddy, ladies and gentlemen. And I guarantee you that the sanctuary that will be built into your heart is the code that was established in your heart from the very foundation of the world. I love you tonight. And I miss you as a brother or sister if we've never met. I long for you. There's something programmed into me that tells me that you need to call me. You need to contact me. Write me. It could change your life. It could be a life-changing event to meet a prophet that will preach you the truth. Although it makes you mad, might make you sad, I make you sorry that you've ever heard it. You may be the most disappointed person in the world after you hear the truth, because it will separate you. Paul said, I wish I was accursed. It'll separate you from mom and dad and sister and brother, from your pastor down at the local church. Be it he or she. They got them both now, ladies and gentlemen. But you need to hear a man of Yahweh. He'll preach you the truth. He'll prepare you a sanctuary. And Yahweh's truth will dwell in you richly. He'll give you the sheer mercies of David. He'll bring forth everything that he can that will establish you to receive that white stone. And that white stone will be the name of Yahweh in your forehead. It will be a blessing prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Now, it's area code 423-626-2172. 423 626 216-226-2172. Call me, and if you get a busy signal, call me back. I'll call you back on my nickel. If you don't have the funds, I'll call you back. Just tell me so on the answer machine. I'll call you back. If you go to voicemail, I'll get it, and I'll call you back. If you'd like to write me, just take time right now. You've been wanting to do it. Follow that spirit that is prompting you to do so. Could be life-changing, as I say. That's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee. The zip, 37824. Well, ladies and gentlemen, until next Sunday night at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time around the world on the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy on WWCR, I'll see you next Sunday night. And may the blessings of Yahweh be upon your head. And ladies and gentlemen, I can assure you one thing. Yahweh, he's for you. I'll see you next Sunday night. Yahweh bless you.
Who can be against us? We can win the battle. It's for Yahweh's sake.